Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast.
The podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and business mavericks. If you're not a maverick, you don't have to go home. But you got to get up out of this podcast.
We have a special segment for you called How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents.
So each month on our YouTube channel at Sierra Consulting, we give you 10 ways that you can make a dollar out of 15 cents. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and catch us live, or get the transcribed version that we post here monthly on the podcast.
In this segment, we try to teach you different ways to stretch a dollar to invest back into your business. Why do we think that's important? Because we believe that every dollar a small business or startup has should be invested in slingshot technology. What is slingshot technology? Slingshot technology is disruptive, traction-oriented innovations that help startups and small businesses price or serve at the same level as the corporate giant. Walmart was a startup when it launched. It had a single store, and they were taking on the giant Kmart. They invested $4 billion in inventory management innovations that allowed them to double their inventory turns. That led to them being able to effectively price at a level below Kmart and still make a profit. That's where the slogan came from, everyday low prices. Because they could not only price lower, but they could restock faster and continue to make a profit, whereas others priced low, stocked out, and lost money. So that innovation was the key to Walmart's success. You have companies that are based in the sharing economy, and they're taking these same principles and fighting the corporate giant. We've talked about companies like ZenFast in Ireland that are crowdsourcing delivery services. So they're like the Uber of delivery, and they will get individuals who are taking trips across town, across Europe, and allow them to make money by delivering packages. Their platform allows them to price below FedEx and UPS and obtain customers who want that price savings. So that's what I mean, a disruptive innovation. And that's what your business should be spending all of its money on before you launch. Now, how do you get that money that starts you down the path to investing in this disruptive innovation? You got to be able to squeeze a dollar. And that's what this segment is all about. What's the first way? Well, what if you insist on having a storefront? Now, you know the Guerrillapreneur principle. We believe in launching your business out of your garage until you're absolutely forced to have a storefront. But if you're one of those that insist on having a storefront and you need office furniture, why not buy it from Goodwill? Yes, Goodwill. There's a Goodwill in every town, and you can get office chairs, office tables, you can get microwaves, you can get even computers and TVs and VCRs at dramatically discounted prices. Now, they're going to be a little dinged up. Some of them are going to be outdated. But it's a great way for you to get equipment at a fraction of the price of buying it new from some of your traditional retailers. What if you are still looking for equipment after you've left Goodwill? Why not try yard sales? I've also picked up great equipment there. I picked up TVs, laptops. Now, they were older laptops, but they were still functional, and they served purposes for email, basic Excel analysis, and I was able to upgrade them and add memory and got good functionality out of them. I've gotten equipment from estate sales. Because I renovate properties, guess what? I found stuff on the side of the road.
I've gone by construction sites.
Asked for sheetrock, lumber, and other items like toilets that were being taken out of properties to be replaced with newer, more updated equipment. They were just going to put those on the side of the road to be picked up by the trash company. I knock on the door or go up to the project manager and say, if I remove all of these, can I have it? And they're like, by all means. and I'd walk out of there with enough material that I could use on a property that I was working on and save a lot of money. A lot of different ways for you to get equipment without breaking the bank and using that savings to invest in your Slingshot technology. If you're looking for equipment online, why not type coupon code after your Google search? So if you want a Dell computer, type Dell computer coupon code, and you're going to see a bunch of links that will offer you a coupon code that you can type in at checkout that will give you a discount on that new item. It's a great way for you to at least attempt to try to save a little bit of money. Use that every time you're searching for any sort of service or any sort of product and try to save yourself 15 to 20% or more on the coupon codes that you can find online. You need to hire someone to get some help, right? I try to avoid full-time employees until, again, I am
absolutely certain
that I have critical functions for them to perform. Not mundane tasks, critical functions. So in the interim, I use the website sparehire.com. Sparehire.com to get some really smart people who I can hire for the project or by the hour. And I've used them for everything from helping me with analysis to cleaning up presentations, to building Excel spreadsheets. Anything that I have as a defined strategic project, I'll tap into those resources. What if you need some consulting support? You could always call me, Sierra Consulting. But if you don't want to pay a consultant, you could always call the SBA. They offer a lot of free consulting services, from everything to how to get capital, how to build spreadsheets, how to write a business plan. Use that resource. Your tax dollars went to put it in place. You might as well take advantage of it and utilize it for your business. Now, for all of you, again, who are in desperate need of a storefront, even though I'm trying to get you to avoid that as long as you can, here's some ways where you can possibly get a free spot to set up your business. Call City Hall. A lot of towns and cities have properties that they've purchased because owners have walked away from them, sometimes abandoning them. And so the city has been able to pick them up for the tax lien on the property. These properties are sitting there vacant and they aren't serving the taxpayer base. And you can go and see if the city managers will let you set up shop there. Your pitch is, we're going to try to build a business that will eventually pay taxes in this town. Give us a shot. Here's our business plan and business model. Let us utilize the space for free, and we will set up shop right here in this town as we get traction. Now, a lot of cities have already started these sort of incubators and hacker spaces in order to encourage the growth of startups in their town. If your area hadn't, why don't you be the gorillapreneur and knock on the door and make it happen by asking for that free space? Why don't you join the International Reciprocal Trade Association, the IRTA? What's the benefit of being a member? They will match you with other companies who are willing to barter for services as opposed to demand cash for their services. So if you have a service that they would like to have and they have a service that you'd like to have, you exchange services in lieu of spending cash. Now, that's going to take some of your time, but it will preserve your hard capital to invest in your innovations. And you may even find someone that you're going to match services with who will let you refine and perfect your disruptive innovation as part of the service that you provide to them. That's a win-win because they'll take it in exchange for services that will help your business while also providing you feedback on how to enhance or improve your disruptive innovation. Your Slingshot technology, then you have a built-in beta tester. That's a win-win. Do you know any of your
radio or TV host or newspaper columnist
in your area? You could get exposure for your business by becoming the resident expert for certain local radio programs, and that will help promote your business. Pitch your business service as the one-minute expert on carpet cleaning. And when they want to have someone talk on that topic, they call you up. And you provide them a plug that helps their business look more, provide more expertise and serve their public. But it also gets your name out there. When I had a magazine in college that I co-founded with my brother, I use that tactic to help spread information about the magazine. I also was given right to interview some of the guests who came into the radio station, and that gave me some really cool articles that no other magazine, big or small, had, and helped our subscription rate grow. So develop those relationships with the radio talk show hosts, and it could end up helping get you some free advertisement and certainly may help promote you as the expert in a given topic. OPI. Anybody know what OPI is? OPI is Other People's Internet. And I've used it to help me extend 15 cents into a dollar because it helped me avoid having to pay for internet. In the early days when you couldn't find that much internet, Starbucks, McDonald's, and a lot of other stores that offered free Wi-Fi were the places where I spent most of my lunches, dinners, breakfasts, either on the road or at home.
Hey, you want an office? I mean, a real office space with internet? Why don't you get a library card? With that library card, you can get access to free conference rooms that you can use for up to 2 hours at no expense, and most libraries have built-in free Wi-Fi. I've used that in several cases, even outside of my own county and state. As a matter of fact, I conducted a podcast interview from the Chattanooga Public Library. So with a public library card, you can get yourself office space, conference room space, and free internet. That's what guerrillapreneurs do when they want to get free OPI.
So OPI has a lot of different benefits depending on whether or not you're offering it or you're looking for it. But if you're looking for it, it's a great way to stretch a dollar when you're on the road by leveraging someone else's internet. Can't afford to go to your favorite conference, but you want to reach some of the people who are attending, go to the conference and put your flyers on the cars parked in the parking lot. Use that as a great way to reach people that I knew wanted my product, but who I couldn't afford to talk to at the conference. Now, I didn't just stop with just putting a little bit of information about the company on the car windshields. I offered free dinner to people who were going to go onto the website and sign up. Now, that gave me a lot of different benefits. First, by signing up, I got names, email addresses, and telephone numbers. By getting those first 20 or so people to sign up for the free meal at a great restaurant, I got them in a captive location for a captive period of time to demonstrate my product. For those who were really hooked by the time dinner was over, I could follow up over dessert, give questions and answers, and cultivate those into some great hot leads. So even if I only converted 2 or 3 nice customers, I not only did that and paid for the dinner 10 times over, but I saved money on the whole setup versus what I would have to spend to get into the conference and walk the floor. Now, what's the last way that you can stretch 15 cents into a dollar? You ever thought about joining a hackerspace, a fab lab, a maker's lab, or makerspace? That's a great place for you to meet people who have technical skills, who can help you with projects, and they'll do it in exchange for sweat equity that you can provide in helping them with their project. They're also terrific places that may have many of the tools your startup can't afford, like 3D printers. And if you're into carpentry, they have all sorts of metal and woodworking equipment. If you're into technology, they have individuals who understand different programming languages, may even understand big data, and can help you get greater knowledge of how to take advantage of that for your business. I recently joined a hacker's space in Atlanta called Freeside. It looks to be a great spot with some really smart people who I hope could help me with some projects that I'm working on. These are this month's top 10 ways to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you like what we're doing,
subscribe to the podcast. Do so at podomatic.com or at iTunes. Please make sure you like or leave a comment. That helps us grow the show and keep the movement alive.
If you want to support what we're doing here at Sierra Consulting and with the Guerrillapreneur podcast, where we're trying to launch our hackerspace in the Black Belt in Alabama, as well as continue our business pitch contests for young entrepreneurs who are looking to invest in the South by building businesses, you can join us over at Patreon and support the podcast there. Patreon/Gorillapreneur, and donate whatever you can afford. A dollar a month, a one-time donation, or if you can't afford any of those, please just help spread the word on the podcast, on our YouTube channel here. Subscribe, comment, and like. All of those ways are terrific ways to help us keep the movement alive.
Thank you for listening to the Gorillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book Gorillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Gorillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, Gorillapreneurs!